Johnson rebounding. 14-13 lead for the Badgers. Offensive rebounds even at 6 apiece. Second chance points 7-6 in favor of Wisconsin. First half turnovers 14 for the Badgers, 6 for MSU. Points off those turnovers plus 5 for Michigan State at 15-10. Blocks overall in this game, 6 for the Badgers, 1 off tying their season high, 1 for MSU, 5 steals for MSU, 0 for Wisconsin. The Badgers have had as much as a 4-point lead. Michigan State has had as much as a 15-point lead, and that's where we are at the half. 41-26 MSU. Take a break, come back with the individual numbers as Sarah Williams looks to tie the Big Ten record for most games with a double-double. How close is she? We'll have those numbers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR, it's Cutting Edge.
So they have up on their sign, due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening. Sorry for the inconvenience. What happened?
Oh, dear.
Employees are getting hazard pay.
Natural.
When did Pizza Hut have meat cutters?
Oh, wow.
That we got to walk away from the mic on that
Yeah,
one.
That one. That's a little late night there, Melissa.
That would hit close to home.
Yeah, getting a little salty.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on local. Locally grown radio.
From Hageman with an assist, 8 points. I'm 3 of 10 shooting with 3 rebounds from Arault. After that for MSU, 4 from Halleck and then 2 from Kimball, Osment, and Tate. Wisconsin's Sarah Williams leads the way for the Badgers. 13 points, 9 rebounds. She is 1 rebound shy of a Big Ten tying 15th straight. Double-double for her. 13-9, and then defensively, the Badgers have had, like I mentioned, a big block number here today. 3 blocks in the first half. That's right at her season average, a little bit over her season average. She averages 2.9, but the top block, shot blocker, that is, in the Big Ten. 13-9 for Williams, 1 shy of her 15th straight. After that, 8 points from Leitzinger on 2 of 2 shooting, both 3-point shots. Then the scoring really falls. 3 points from Douglas with a 3. And then 2 points from Stramick on 1 of 1 shooting. Porter, 0 of 6. Cron got some time, didn't score. Grady, Vanderpool, Jimenez, all not able to attempt a field goal. While celebrating over 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics, and we'll be back with the next quarter. The third quarter's next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit,
there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Deep Three.
Deep Three right in the circle. Badgers take the lead.
The Throwdown.
Down the lane and sends it in and one.
The thrilling victory.
Badgers win it. Tonight,
this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Fakes the three, sidesteps left for three, and the lead. He had it.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drives the lane, draw and kick, right corner three. Got it again.
The United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Well, today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. John Audius with you, courtside at the Kohl Center, third quarter, ready to start between Wisconsin and Michigan State. MSU up by 15 points, 41 to 26. Wisconsin wrapping up the regular season here at home, senior day for four Wisconsin Badgers. Although no final decisions have been made on COVID years, so we could possibly see a couple of these seniors come back for another campaign with Wisconsin. But Brooke Schrammick, Natalie Leitzinger, Hallie Douglas, Sasha Vanderpool all recognized before today's game. And the Badgers move left to right to start things off in the third quarter. Ronnie Porter, right hand pushed over to Leitzinger on top. Bounce to the high post. Schrammick out to the left. Here's a three. Porter, no good. She was open. Arolt picks it up. Michigan State right to left. Arolt still moving. Front court. In the paint. Douglas stops her. She throws it away. And it's stolen by Schrammick. Here comes Wisconsin. Leitzinger gives it up right side to Douglas. Badgers force a turnover on MSU's first possession of the second half. Douglas, near side corner. On the floor with the drive. To Schrammick. Inside 10 on the shot clock. Here's Williams, goes up, stripped and knocked out of bounds by Michigan State. We'll stay with the Badgers. 8 on the shot clock. Up next for Wisconsin after today, the Big Ten tournament next week in Minneapolis at the Target Center. Don't know if they'll play Wednesday or Thursday yet. Here's a left baseline drive, tough move, and a finish good by Porter. 41-28, MSU lead in the ball. Hageman goes to the right arc. Fires a pass inside. Tate got Williams up. Got her to bite and finishes down low on the left. The ball fake there. Jocelyn Tate scores. Here's Schrammick across the timeline for Wisconsin. Breaking the press. Schrammick barrels her way down the lane. Bumps into a couple of players and a whistle. And a foul called against Michigan State. Schrammick actually collided hip to hip. Her left hip with the right hip of Sarah Williams down low at the very end. Both appear to be okay. And now here's Brooke Schrammick at the free throw line. 69% free throw shooter, first one's in. Two at the line for Schrammick. coming off 9 points, five boards, and four assists in the Badgers' loss in College Park to Maryland on Thursday. Joyner picks up her dribble, top of the key. Finds Tate, high post, back to the basket to Aerol, top of the key now. Michigan State goes deep on the right. Aerol on Schrammick, blocked out of bounds with a foul. Foul called against Schrammick, and Aerol will go to the free throw line for MSU. Michigan State comes in 11-6 in the Big Ten. That's fifth place. The Badgers are in 10th place with a 6-11 record. Schrammick leaves the game, and now Aerol steps to the free throw line. 74% free throw shooter. She's 2-of-2 at the line today, looking to get to double figures. She's had 10 straight games in which she's scored 10 or more. And when she does score double figures, Michigan State is 19-4 this year. And she just got to double figures. 8:22 to go, third quarter. 15-point MSU lead. Wisconsin has the basketball. Douglas double teamed to the backcourt. The Porter throws it over to Leitzinger. Spins it to the corner. Grady, three balls in. Grady got it from the corner. Spark of offense for the Badgers from Tessa Grady. Tate, open three. No good. Ball tipped into the air. Williams picks it up. That's rebound number 10. And it's her 15th straight double-double, which ties a Big Ten record. Douglas inside. Williams, one dribble. Fades, fires. It's going to roll around and fall for Williams. From the Big Ten logo. Now the Badgers putting together buckets. 10-point game. 7:35 to go in the third. Hageman walking into the front court for the Spartans. To Joyner, far corner, drives into the baseline. Kicks Kimball, open, left corner three, air ball, right into the lap of Williams. Here comes Wisconsin, they can get it to single digits. Porter gives to Grady, hands off to Ronnie near half of the court. Porter looking, trying to get it to Williams, skips it far side, Douglas catches. Shot clock's approaching 10. Douglas on a move, spins, lost it. Picked up Michigan State, turnover Wisconsin, number 15 today. Trailing the play, Joyner, three on the right, and she buries it. Wisconsin was down 10 with the ball, turned it over, now Michigan State's up 13. Over the top of the defense, Douglas catches into the front court to Grady. Left arm, she'll drive, spin one, a high one, caught by Douglas, but she was on the sideline. Pass a little too high there from Grady. And Douglas was out of bounds on the near side. Michigan State lead. Wisconsin has outscored the Spartans by two here in the third quarter. 6:38 to play in the third. Badgers will settle in defensively as Hageman walks across the timeline for MSU. Porter picks her up, head of the key. Hard bounce, Joyner. Free throw line. Now on Williams. Throws it back out, Hageman. Bounces left post. Back out, Joyner. Lost the ball. It's loose. Porter trying to grab it. Dives on the floor. Gets it to Douglas. Throws it to Grady. Front court. One dribble. In rhythm. Short on the three. Hageman has it. That would have been big. Hageman, transition to Joyner, scoops it to Aerol, finish, and a foul. And Aerol will go to the free throw line for a three-point play for Michigan State. Every time Wisconsin thinks they've got something cooking, Michigan State takes the momentum and energy right back. 50-35. Actually, we've got two scores here. What's the right score? Free throw good. Three-point play good. We've got 51-35 on the stats, 49-35 on the big board here at the Kohl Center. .605 to go. Third quarter. Here comes Wisconsin. Porter, front court. Now they made the score correction on the scoreboard here in the arena. And Wisconsin skips a pass near side off the hands of Grady and out of bounds. Michigan State 51, Wisconsin 35. So it is the largest lead of the game now for MSU. 5:48 to go in the third. Still a lot of time left in this game, though. Wisconsin is showing some sparks of offense. Joyner, left baseline, pull up by Grady and a foul. Stops the clock with 5:37 to go in the third. Second team foul against Wisconsin. Grady will be called for that one. That's her second. Looked like a pretty decent block at first glance, but Joyner will step to the free throw line. Moira Joyner, caller Mo, 5'10 grad student, at the line, drills the first. Joyner, next one in. 53-35, largest lead of the game for MSU. Joyner has 20. Porter from behind, knocked down to the floor. Ball loose, picked up Michigan State on a 5-on-4 now. Joyner, top of the key, three, no good. Williams had a hand on it. She got shoved down and a foul call against Michigan State. Nothing run over the last 90 seconds by the Spartans. We'll see what Wisconsin can do here over the final 5:23 of the third. Porter, front court. Working on Joyner down the lane, kicking out, open three. Halfway down by Douglas. Leitzinger flies in there for the offensive rebound. Fresh 20 for the Badgers. Porter. Williams, top of the key off to Jimenez. She'll drive left baseline. Has a path layup good. And that is eye in the cup, and she finishes. 53-37. Stops an 8-0 MSU run. Spartans ball. Joyner out on top. Throws it out to the right. Hageman, bounce pass, intercepted. Here comes Leitzinger after the steal. Left arc. Leitzinger throws to Jimenez. Inside, Williams has it. Quick shot, and it's up and in. Williams for two down low. 53-39, 14-point deficit. Wisconsin's trail by as many as 18. 15 and counting to go in the third. Left baseline drive. Joyner. Williams stops her. Throws to the opposite corner. And Halleck drills a three. Left sideline. Here comes Jimenez. Trapped. High in the left. There's a whistle and a reach in against MSU. It's called against Joyner, and it stops the clock with 3:58 to play in the third quarter. It's Michigan State 56, Wisconsin 39. And this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the punching bag or the patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the punching bag, Pete Schwaba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
One
more chance to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Badger men's basketball faces off against Rutgers at 6 p.m. on March 7th to conclude regular season play at the Kohl Center. For more information on Badger men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS as they entertain Rutgers 6 p.m. on March 7th.
Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day Sweepstakes today at AmFam.com/Badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Well, here in the regular season finale at the Kohl Center, John Audio is with you. The Badgers try to end the season with 7 wins in the Big Ten, 6-11 so far this year, taking on 11-6 Michigan State. Spartans have had as big as an 18-point lead. Right now it's at 17, although the Badgers have hit 5 of their last 7 from the field. 17 points, 12 rebounds, another double-double, ties the all-time Big Ten record, 15 in a row. Douglas catches the inbounds. Pass deflected into the air. Williams tries to save it out of bounds. Michigan State ball. Wisconsin, unfortunately, today with 19 turnovers. That's about their season average. They're last in the Big Ten in that department. On the flip side, Michigan State comes in number one in the conference with the fewest turnovers per game at 11.5 per contest. They've got 9 today. Joyner gives it to Halleck. Outside right, working on Jimenez. Throws near side corner, Hageman. 3 is short, ball tipped out, last touch to MSU. Wisconsin is 45% from the floor, 15 of 33. Only player, double figures, Williams with 17, Leitzinger has 8. All those points by Leitzinger came in the first quarter. 3:15 to go, third. Double screen for Porter. Gives it up to the corner, Jimenez skips it to the nearest side, no, intercepted. Dangerous pass over the top of the defense. Here comes MSU down low, Halleck scoops it out, Hageman. Inside Joyner, double team, one dribble, try to get it over to Osmond, stolen. Got poked free, picked up Porter. She'll glide into the front court, left side. Step back. 3 is no good. On the baseline, Osmond rips it down. MSU ball, 2:43 to go. Third quarter, Tate in transition, working on Leitzinger. It's up and a foul. Leitzinger backpedaling there. Tried to slap at that one and got called for the foul. Jimenez comes out of the game. Schrammick comes into the game for Wisconsin. 2:39 to play, third quarter. MSU can get it to a 20-point game with a free throw. Missed it. Douglas to Porter. Here comes Bucky, front court. Oh, to Leitzinger on the left wing. Douglas calling for it, near side, catches. Now puts it on the floor, a couple of dribbles, nothing there. To Porter, outside right. MSU defense, Schrammick has it. Over to Williams, how about a 3 on the left? No good, off the back rim. Picked up by Tate, MSU ball. 19-point Michigan State lead, 2:09 to go in the third. Big Ten tournament starts next week for Wisconsin. They'll play either Wednesday or Thursday. A lot determines, obviously, what happens here. Hageman on a drive down low, throws out, touch pass back to Hageman out of bounds, though. Osmond throws it out of bounds. It'll be Badgers basketball. Michigan State at about their season average. 11 turnovers now. Let's see how Wisconsin can close out the third. Backcourt pressure by Michigan State. Now they'll back off as Porter crosses the timeline. Moves into the front court. Left wing, screen by Williams. Porter, downhill, kick out, Leitziger. Fury rattles in. Leitziger lights it up from downtown. There's a start. 93 seconds to play in the third. 58-42. Hageman driving in on Porter. Layup. No good. Leitziger picks it up. Backcourt. Here comes Knapp. Poked away. Stolen. Easy lay-in. Hageman. Jump stop. Layup good. Poked away by Halleck. Picked up by Hageman. Wisconsin front court now approaching 1 minute to go in the quarter. 60-42, Michigan State after that layup. Porter, whistle down low. Oh, and Leitziger's barking with Hageman, and Hageman's going to get a technical foul. Sure exactly how the two got tangled or what went down, but they were both exchanging some words. Leitziger kind of shoved off on Hageman down low. Hageman went up to her and said, hey, I don't like that. And Leitziger said, deal with it. And then Hageman said something back, like, no, that's not cool. And Leitziger said, whatever. And now they're looking at it. And what's the call going to be? I believe they're going to... It looked like they teed up Hageman. I'm pretty sure Wisconsin will be shooting some free throws here. 56 seconds to play in the third. Now the officials talking. One of them with head coach Marissa Mosley. The other one was talking on the Michigan State sideline. And now they're going to talk to the scorers table and sort things out here. We'll wait for Bonnie Olson's official statement here. PA announcer. Technical on Leitziger, technical on Hageman, MSU ball. Leitziger now has four personal fouls. Second leading scorer. Here's a drive by Halleck, touches it off the window for two. Wisconsin's second leading scorer, Leitziger, with 11 points and now four fouls. One more and she's gone. 34 seconds to go in the third. Michigan State by 20. 62-42. Douglas fires inside. Williams working her pass deflected on the baseline. Saved by Tate and a steal by Michigan State. And they can hold for the final shot of the third quarter. Halleck, high on the left side, going to take her time. Down to 12 seconds to go in the third. Toss to Arol near the left elbow. Out to the right side with 4 seconds. Bounce back inside Arol. Down to two, up over Williams. It's good. And the third quarter is done. And now Michigan State takes its largest lead of the game thanks to a basket right at the end of the third quarter. After three, MSU 64, Wisconsin 42. And we'll play the final 10 minutes of this one next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
at Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Welcome back, courtside at the Kohl Center. John Adias with you. After three, it's Michigan State 64, Wisconsin 42. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. Wisconsin shot 55% in that last quarter. 6 of 11 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. But Michigan State outdid them. 61.5% from the field, 8 of 13, including 2 three-pointers made. And 5 of 6 from the free throw line for Michigan State. Sarah Williams scored 4 points, 3 rebounds for the Badgers. Now a 64-42 lead, but let's also take a listen to some bright spots for the Badgers. In fact, let's give you your ATC smart play of the game. Let's go back to the first quarter in Wisconsin's Natalie Leitzinger. Schrammick to Williams, to Leitzinger! Left side 3 is in! Natalie Leitzinger lights it up on senior day for the Badgers. And that is today's ATC Smart Play of the Game. ATC, energizing your future with smart careers. 11 points in this game for Leitzinger. It's her third straight in double figures. And Natalie does have 4 fouls after that run-in with Hageman in the third quarter in which she got called for a foul and a technical foul. Hageman also with a technical foul. Those two were barking at each other. 10 minutes to go in this game. 10 minutes to go in the regular season at the Kohl Center. 64-42, 22-point Michigan State lead to start off the final frame. Kimball to Joyner. Bouncing. Free throw line to Tate. Back out Kimball. Open. 3 is short. Williams picks it up for Wisconsin. 13th rebound. 15th straight double-double today for Williams. 18th double-double of the season. Porter to Grady on the right. Bouncing. Mid-post right to Douglas. Back out to Grady in the corner. Feeds it back inside. Hallie working on Joyner. Tough shot up off the backboard. No. Arol rips it down. Quickly to Halleck. Crossing the timeline. MSU ball. 9-10 to go. Just underway. Fourth quarter. Now she'll accelerate to the rim on a drive. Halleck misses it. Picked up by Schrammick. Here comes Bucky. Left sideline. It's Brooke. Her pass deflected and caught by the head coach, Marissa Mosley. Wisconsin ball. Here's Porter. Left arc. Ronnie. Screen set by Williams. Pull up. Left elbow no good. Williams attacks the offensive glass. Got her hand on it. Got shoved down to the floor. Has to get back up. Other side, it's Halleck at the free throw line. Scoops it out to Joyner. Over to Arol. Williams defending. Arol on the drive and a finish from the left. Good. Arol puts 2 on the board for MSU. 66-42. Arol's got 17. Her story is pretty impressive, though. Last year, averaged 3.6 points per game. This season for Michigan State leads them with 15 per game. Schrammick, right baseline, spinning up off the window. No. Arol rips down her 7th rebound. Michigan State ball, 66-42 Spartans. 24-point lead. 8 minutes to go. Kimball. Gives to Joyner. Hands off on the right arc to Kimball. to the right elbow. Now a step back of O'Grady. Too strong. Douglas has it. Aerault bangs into Douglas. Here comes Porter. Front court for the Badgers. To the right. Schrammick's open. Squares up. Fires a pass out to Grady. Low cuts. Three ball short. Ball picked up by the Spartans. Front court. Halleck. Crossing over on Porter. Brings it back out. Porter stopped her. To the right. Kimball. Grady defense. Kimball, a couple of dribbles to Aerault. Top of the key. Douglas right there for Wisconsin. And hands off to Joyner. She calls for it. Bounce deep, looking for Tate. Poked away from behind by Williams and out of bounds. Goes out of bounds all the way near the scorer's table across the court. Lauren Ross now comes into the game for Robin Fralick's team, Michigan State, with 8 on the shot clock, 7:14 to go in the game. Halleck, high right side, makes her move, down to 4, working on Porter, leans into 1, right of the lane, it's no good. Porter rips down the rebound for Wisconsin. Third rebound of the game. Out to Schrammick. 3! Nothing but net for Schrammick on the left side. And then Porter reaches in the backcourt trying to get the steal from Halleck. Schrammick drills the 3. She's got 7. Still, Michigan State with a sizable lead. It's at 21. Porter gets called for her 2nd personal foul. Team foul number 1 against the Badgers. Next week, the Big Ten tournament starts in Minneapolis. Wisconsin hoping for that first round bye. They can get there with a win today. They're down right now with 6.5 to go by 21 points. So not sure if that'll happen. If it doesn't, they could still hang on to that 10 seed with a Purdue loss tonight. Aerault down low against Williams. Throws it out left side. Joyner shot rejected by Grady out of bounds. Nice defensive stop there by Grady. Hageman looking to get it in the baseline. Over the top, looking for Aerault. Tapped by Schrammick, but grabbed by Tate. And the shot clock winds down. And Tate says, oops, sorry. Covers her mouth. Smile on her face. She didn't realize how much time was left on the shot clock. .6:22 to go in the game. Badgers is a team of 6 blocks today. Grady, 3, draws air. Picked up Williams, off the window, no. Aerault picks it up. Michigan State right to left. Hageman, downhill, to the rim. No on Porter, but a foul. .66:45, Michigan State has the lead over Wisconsin. So here is Hageman to shoot a couple of free throws now. First one's up and in for the 5'7 junior. Next one drilled by Hageman. Michigan State by 23. Schrammick finds Leitziger. Wisconsin trying to move out of the backcourt. Schrammick catches with 2 seconds to spare. She'll find herself in the paint. Throw it to Leitziger. Bounces. Mid-post right. Turn around. Halfway down. No good by Williams. Grabbed by Michigan State. It's Hageman racing into the front court. High dribble. Leitziger picks her up. Darts a pass over to Osmond. Zigzags through trouble. Back out to Joyner. 3 topside, no. Grabbed by Williams. 15th rebound today to go along with 17. Grady, left side for the Badgers. 5:25 to go. All MSU, 68-45. Here's Porter, right arc. Screen set by Williams. Porter downhill, makes her move, lost the ball. Stolen MSU, Hageman, hard bounce in transition. And it is off Osmond, but then deflects off either Grady or Schrammick, who were trailing the play. And it will remain with Michigan State. Sarah Williams now 17 points, 15 rebounds, as I mentioned just a moment ago. She's getting close to her career high in rebounding. Let me double check that. 18 set at Rutgers, which was good for sixth most in a single game. Here's a shot over Williams, who defends, and foul called against Sarah. Arolt will go to the free throw line. So here is Julia Arolt, grad student, leading the team in points and rebounds, 15 and 7. Free throws good. And after that one, she's got 18 points to go along with 9 rebounds here today. Next one through for Arolt. 70-45. Arolt 19 and 9. Leitzinger has it backcourt for the Badgers, who trail. 5 minutes to play. Porter, cross-court pass intercepted by Arolt. It's a 3-on-1. Arolt to the right. Hageman tries to catch, bobbled it. And now everybody's caught up defensively. Out to the right. 3, good. Ross drills it. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Michigan State with a big triple. 73-45, a 7-0 run by the Spartans. All MSU here this afternoon on Senior Day in Madison. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. John Audius with you, courtside at the Kohl Center here in Madison, all Michigan State. 7-0 run, leading it 73-45 over Wisconsin, a 28-point lead. Elsewhere in Big Ten play, Iowa, a winner at home, 93-83. That means the Hawkeyes are the number 2 seed in next week's Big Ten tournament. Number 1 seed will be Ohio State. They've already clinched that. Caitlin Clark surpasses Pete Maravich to become the all-time scorer in NCAA basketball history. She needed 18 today. Clark gets the record, trying to get her total. She finished with 35 points. Another final. Penn State routes Minnesota. Just all over them by 56. 90-34, the final score. Penn State trying to capture the number 7 seed in the Big Ten tournament next week. So they get the win there, and they'll clinch that with a Maryland loss at Indiana and a Michigan win versus Purdue. They also clinch it with a Maryland win at Indiana and a Michigan loss versus Purdue. So, too many scenarios. Anyway, Indiana right now leads Maryland 39-24. Also, it's Northwestern over Rutgers 72-57. Grady, step back, 3, left side short on the baseline, out of bounds. It'll be Wisconsin ball. So, Wisconsin with 4:35 to go in this game. Timeout. Michigan State. And we've got a timeout on the court. 4:35 to go. I'll tell you the seeding projections for the Badgers in the tournament next week after this timeout. 73-45 MSU, and this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends.
We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Courtside at the Kohl Center for the final time here during the regular season as the Big Ten campaign winding down for the Badgers. 4:35 to go. 73-45. All Michigan State here today against the Badgers. So Wisconsin's trying to get that first round by next week's Big Ten basketball tournament at the Target Center starting on Wednesday. And what they're going to need now at this point, with just 4.5 minutes to go and Michigan State with a massive lead here of 28 points, they're going to need a Purdue loss. So if Purdue beats Michigan, the Badgers will be the 11 seed. If Michigan beats Purdue, Wisconsin holds on to the 10 seed. And right now it looks like Penn State would be that 7 seed in the 10 versus 7. That's the matchup in the tournament, 10 versus 7. If it is 11, 11 will play 14. And that would be Rutgers, a team Wisconsin has defeated twice this season. So if they drop to 11, the Badgers would be the second game on Wednesday, following game one, which begins at 5:30 Central. If the Badgers, if Michigan beats Purdue, and that puts Wisconsin at a 10 seed. If that happens, the Badgers will be playing Thursday at 5:30 Central against, right now, it looks like it would be Penn State. If that holds true, the winner of that one would get Iowa on Friday. Grady catches the inbounds, lets a three go from the corner, no. Picked up by MSU. 4:26 to go. Here's Halleck. Bumps into Schrammick. And a blocking call. Called against Schrammick. Fourth team foul. The fourth called against Schrammick. And now Deonis Jimenez comes in. Lily Cron comes in. And Sasha Vanderpool enters the game with 4:23 to go. Vanderpool, the 6'4". Third-year player, is a redshirt sophomore, but is graduating early. She was recognized today, senior day here at the Kohl Center. And now Vanderpool into the game for the Badgers. MSU ball, though, with 4:10 to go. 8 on the shot clock. Halleck, left side, to the free throw line. Leaves it off for Tate. Down low on the left over Jimenez as the shot clock was winding down, and it's up and in. Vanderpool has not scored this season. So we'll see if Sasha can get a bucket on senior day. Right now it's Cron outside right to Grady out on top. 3:45 to go in this game. Michigan State leads by 30. Here's Schrammick. Top of the key for the Badgers. Tries to scoop it to Vanderpool. Knocked away. Picked up Sasha. Turn around 15. Footer. Oh, popped out. And it's knocked out of bounds. Who's it going to be? It'll be Badgers ball. Three more come in for the Badgers. Leitzinger, Guillen, and Douglas. So on the floor for Wisconsin, it's Douglas, Leitzinger, Vanderpool, Schrammick, and Guillen. Screen set. Long three left side. Long spine that. No good. Guillen, offensive rebound. Kicks out Schrammick. How about a three on the right? That one missed it wide left. Picked up by MSU and Tate. 3:15 to go in this game. Osmond goes inside. Tate on Stramick. Up, short. Picked up by Douglas. Wisconsin left to right. Weitzinger hands off to Guillen. Throws it to Stramick, far half of the court. Back to Guillen. Layup good with the left hand. The give and go by Guillen. 75-47, MSU on their way to their 22nd win of the season and their 12th Big Ten victory. As they're trying to get a top four seed, 2.5 to play. Alec falls to the floor on her dribble. Picked up again by MSU though. Down low, shot missed by Robinson. And a quick timeout to get Jimenez into the game. Yeah, so real quick with Michigan State, they need a Nebraska loss at Illinois to get that four seed. And that game tipping off in about 10 minutes. Wisconsin needs a Purdue loss tonight to Michigan. That game tips at 5. Let me update this. Hold on. Refresh. Here's Guillen. Out to the left. Douglas has it for Wisconsin. 2:10 to go in this game. Check at 6 o'clock tonight. Here's Jimenez with a 3. Nothing but net on the left wing. Jimenez drills it for Wisconsin. Under 2 minutes to play in the game today here at the Kohl Center. All Michigan State on a drive. Robinson throws one up down low. No good. 25-point MSU lead currently. Braun comes now into the game for Wisconsin. And Leitzinger leaves the game for the Badgers. Gets a hug from head coach Marissa Mosley, one of the 4 Badger players recognized before the start of today's game. 11 points on 3 of 4 shooting today. Her 3rd straight game in double figures. Free throw missed by Robinson. Next one. Good. Douglas leads the game. And a hug from head coach Marissa Mosley, another Badger senior recognized today before the game. 3 points for Douglas with 3 rebounds. Vanderpool, free throw line. Kick out to Jimenez on the right. Approaching 90 seconds to go in the game. Jimenez inside Vanderpool. Turnaround in the paint. It's going to drop. First points of the year for Vanderpool come on senior day. MSU. Halleck with a flash down the lane and the layup's good. And now Lena Patty Bandla will come into the game for Wisconsin. For Sasha Vanderpool, what a way to end in her final game as a Wisconsin Badger. She's graduating early with a degree in kinesiology. And she gets her lone basket of the season here at the Kohl Center in the final minute and a half or so of this game here today. Her final game at Wisconsin. Patty Bandla gives it up to Grady. Under 1 minute to go now. Cron behind a Guillen screen has it topside. Bounces in the lane to Guillen. Leans into a driving layup, no good. Grabbed by Michigan State. And then Cron comes away with the steal as time is winding down here today at the Kohl Center. Maddie Bamba fires to Jimenez. 28 seconds to play. Jimenez tries to turn the corner on Ross. Has it short corner, far side, back to Patty Bandla. No looks it to the right. Caught in the corner. Grady, 8 on the shot clock. Out to Cron on the wing. She'll launch. Short. Jimenez tries to save it from going out of bounds, but stepped on the baseline. It'll be MSU ball with 13 seconds to play, and the Spartans can dribble this one out. MSU will inbound and the regular season comes to an end here in Madison. Michigan State comes to town and beats the Badgers 78-52. Up next for Wisconsin, the Big Ten tournament next week in Minneapolis. Badgers end the season at home with a loss to the Spartans. Well, coming up on the post-game show, we'll run through the final numbers for you, team and individual. We'll look at that Big Ten scoreboard and try to get a clearer picture of those standings heading into next week's Big Ten tournament. And we'll also hear from Wisconsin assistant coach Jamie Gleason. We'll listen to some highlights from this game as well. A lot to get to on the post-game show. So why don't we start things off with the break, and we'll hear from assistant coach Jamie Gleason after that. Once again, final score for Madison today in the Big Ten finale at the Kohl Center. Michigan State 78, Wisconsin 52. And the post-game show starts in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
Shh. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool. And you could say one cue making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer, coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues, similar to the ones used to play today, were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know?
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on locally grown radio.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Hey, Dad. How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns.
Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head.